Longing, as defined by Merriam-Webster, is a strong desire or yearning, especially for something unattainable. But this is not the kind of longing I'm talking about here. The sacred longing of the human heart. The kind of longing I'm writing about is the tender feeling residing in your upper chest, the place where we tend to put our hands when talking about something that really deeply matters to us. Tuning into this longing, we are instantly connected to the very thing that animates our physical existence, our subtle, energetic spirit body. It is this longing in the upper chest, also called the soul seed, that has the power to transform your life, to make it what you dream of, because it is intimately connected to your spirit and the purpose of your life. Here, in your soul seed resides the very reason you have chosen to take a physical body this time around. It is your inner heart's dream, that which you came here to do, be, and experience. Your sacred longing is the guiding light on the road to the fulfillment of your life, and it is absolutely attainable. Heart flame healing is the process of moving into the wholeness of your life, guided by your sacred longing, the spiritual flame burning with the ultimate desire to fulfill your life, rising from the depths within your hearts of hearts. It is your inner heart's dream, this thing you long most for at any point in your life, also longs for you to be fulfilled. And we go on to, for my parents and my family of the sacred human heart, and acknowledgments. I'm going to skip that. And then heart flame healing, a journey of healing, rejuvenation, regeneration, and co-creation with the divine. Introduction. As I begin the journey of writing this guidebook, I think about my longing past and present. Last night, while sharing with a friend, I realized how easily and naturally I've manifested some of my true inner heart's desire. I remember that at age 18 years old, while working and going to school, I lamented the rigid work schedules that governed everyone's life, including mine. Work above all else is what determined a good German life. As my adult life was fast approaching, I felt trapped by this automatic agreement and adherence to the 40-hour work week as a way of life. I wanted the freedom to enjoy my life. What if I desired to play or to make love in the middle of the day, or if I wanted to work more hours one day and less the next? What if an artistic inspiration came over me in the middle of the day? I longed to be free and heed the call of divine inspiration and could not find anything wrong with my desire. Another huge part of my yearning was to live near the ocean, to watch the waves, smell the fragrant ocean air, play in the water, walk along the beach, and enjoy the distant sounds of the waves crashing to shore at night. Within all of this, I also had a strong desire for my life to count and to make sense. I longed to know God within myself, to help others, and the freedom to enjoy my life. I now live this life free on my own terms, with the Pacific Ocean in view, even as I write these words. In fact, I was obsessed by this feeling of longing, too strong to be ignored. There was an elusive quality to it, a dreamer's world easily to be dismissed by the rational mind as a pie in the sky. Yet I could not shake this feeling but to look there, to feel in the upper part of my chest below my sternum, and then this fire in my belly, so strong a feeling, I was fascinated by it. I remember spending hours in my room focusing on that sensation in my body, feeling in my heart and soul, drawing me deep inside a dark but warm and fertile place. Without knowing what I was doing in those hours, I connected and honored the sacred longing of my inner heart's dream by listening deeply. I had forgotten about that particular period of my life until just now. From that moment on, I was guided to fulfill my heart's desire, and to follow my sacred longing became the most important thing in my life. It was a natural process, but not directed by the rational mind. On the contrary, at times I made decisions on the spot that seemed irrational, like getting on a plane by myself to a foreign country, the U.S., without properly speaking the language or knowing how to provide for myself. Yet driven by this fire in my belly, so much so that I never considered failure, I managed to manifest what I so desired. I now live this life free on my own terms. I live close to the Pacific Ocean, and for many years I had the Big Blue in view first thing every morning, right from my bedroom window. And while writing this book, I have manifested yet another deep longing of mine, which I will share with you later. And yes, work still governs my life more than anything else, but I love what I do and cannot imagine being without this essential expression of my inner essence. It is my joy and pleasure to fulfill my purpose in being an active healing presence in this world. I'm happy to be of service for the greater good of all, as it gives me my life of choice. Since my arrival in the U.S., I have become a successful healer with a global healing practice. I provide high-level energy healing services to my clients, repairing the human aura by removing distortions, blockages, and traumas, helping to restore optimum flow of life force energy to their aura and physical body, hereby helping to heal body, mind, and spirit naturally. I do this together with the most wonderful spiritual light beings that assist me in all my energetic work. I call them my multidimensional assistance team, or MDAT. I've cultivated my relationship with these wonderful light beings consciously over the last 2 decades, and I could not do this sacred work without my multidimensional assistance team. I have now been in practice for over 20 years and have assisted thousands of clients locally and globally to heal their bodies and their lives. I'm writing for my voice to be heard, to fulfill my longing, to share my knowledge, and I'm writing for you, you who came up on these words by the way of your own desire for healing. Whatever it is that needs healing, it usually starts with a feeling that something is not right, a sensation of pain, or maybe a feeling of deep dissatisfaction. Any of these signals, if they go on long enough, will move us to seek a way out of the painful predicament. My current predicament, challenge, or discontent at the time of writing has everything to do with this book, the one you're holding in your hand right now, which has been a longing of mine for some time. However, it has become intolerable not to write. I went from avoidance and procrastination to serious suffering, enough to finally move me into action. Thank God. Now I can breathe easier. Signaled by a feeling of something missing, a divine discontent, increasingly nagging, becoming more painful with every passing day, finally I allowed the feeling and felt consciously that something was missing. My guidebook for my healing practice, I need it, my clients need it, humanity needs it, and most likely you, my dear friend, need it too. It needs to be available. It is already inside of me, wanting to get out and creating so much internal pressure, an emotional manifestation akin to anxiety. Perhaps you are familiar with this feeling? So if you are reading this, you know that I have succeeded and fulfilled one of my longings by writing this book, the one you are reading. Even so, not always easy, I followed through all the way, and I'm happy that it is now in your hands. With that, please allow me to help you fulfill your inner heart's dream, healing intention, or longing. I would like to guide you in your heart flame healing journey, a journey of healing, rejuvenation, regeneration, and the ultimate claiming of your birthright as a fully creative being of God, which is the power to heal yourself. Now, I know that is a mouthful, but I mean it. Yes, we do have this power, but we have to claim and to exercise this God-given right to bring it fully into action. Heart flame healing is a roadmap, and your inner heart's dream is where the journey starts. Who am I to write this book? I'm an ordinary woman with an extraordinary life task. Over time, I have become more and more of who I really am, a divine healing presence. And I am an ambassador to and from the spirit world. I help to ground spiritual reality in human life by translating spiritual energies and principles into usable form and energy for my fellow human beings. Over the last 22 years, I've helped thousands of clients recover their good health and vitality. My clients refer to me as their healer. I'm more comfortable with the term healing presence. However, my past has been most ordinary. My upbringing in Germany was a childhood experience that held no promise of greatness or unique individuality in any way. On the contrary, I'm sure if you knew the traumatic and emotionally violent details of my childhood, most of you would certainly commit me to failure. My parents were born before the Second World War and grew into their teens during the course of this gruesome tragedy. Severely traumatized by the experience, they had no psychological help to process the resulting fear, helplessness, and guilt. The devastation of this terrible war dismantled every aspect of my parents' lives. In order to cope, they froze their feeling body and remained in survival. With their emotional body numbed, curtailed in their expressions, they were unable to express affection and love. I don't remember ever being held, hugged, or caressed by my mother. A single kiss to my cheek from my mother is the sum total of affection that I'm now able to recall. My mother's emotional state would oscillate from sullen self-victimization to anger and blame, followed by hopeless dejection. Born as an extremely sensitive empath, I suffered my mother's pain and my dad's helplessness. Mostly, I lived in fear of my mother's painful emotions, which made me recoil from her, creating a physical and emotional distance between us that never lifted while she was alive. I lived in fear of her daily verbal attacks, a situation that never abated and continued until I decided to leave my parents' household shortly after my 16th birthday. I left with my father's secret consent to rent a small apartment on my own in the next town over. I'm sure my dad did it as much for me as for himself, to get some peace. Peace from the relentless verbal attacks launched by my mother in my direction. Needless to say, I was too young to be on my own, but I managed and thrived in the end.
Launched.
Of course, there is more, and I will give you a more detailed look inside my past as I go along writing this book, as it may be important to relate parts of my story to make a point or to bring about deeper understanding. But to begin with, I want to let you know that I was not born special, meaning under special circumstances. Like most of you, I had a difficult past and many obstacles to overcome. I had no idea that life, my life, could be fun and fulfilling. It took me many years of shedding layers of pain and tears to get here. But I know firsthand that it can be done. I did it by following my inner heart's dream, my heart flame, as I was led by my heart's desire into freedom and enjoyment of the creation that is my life. What is most extraordinary is my ability to heal and advance myself energetically. What is most extraordinary is my ability to heal and to advance myself energetically by making positive changes to my aura at will. I have developed this skill naturally but consciously over the last two decades. At first, I was not aware of the fact that I was doing something revolutionary. I thought all healing science students were practicing self-healing like I was. In this private, intimate practice, I learned to regulate my energetic system through the seven layers of my aura, positively affecting and improving all physical functioning. I've healed my knees and wrist after a painful condition I have healed my knees and wrists after a painful condition after a yoga injury, my kidneys and bladder from chronic pain and infections, cleared my last intestine from diverticulitis and my skin from a severe case of dermatitis, just to name a few. I've also healed my right arm and shoulder from a painful physical injury after a fall that left me unable to use my right arm. I've successfully dealt with depression and transformed long-lasting emotional despair into joy and passion for life. I've done so with the help of my multidimensional assistance team. My work as a healing presence is made possible by a continuing and evolving relationship with these most helpful supportive light beings that make up my multidimensional assistance team, also referred to in this book as MDAT. Over time, together, we have developed a sacred and mutual relationship that serves the greater good for all. Their assistance is instrumental in helping to heal the aura upon request. It is through their loving presence and supportive guidance that I have claimed myself as who I am. I am still amazed and immensely grateful that this gift has been bestowed on my presence to enjoy and share. It is my ability to communicate effectively with multidimensional reality and the resulting healing gifts that lends authority to my voice. It is in part at the urging of my multidimensional assistance team that I write this book. This message of freedom, healing, and spiritual co-creation wants to be known and is given with some urgency. Now more than ever, we need this universal intelligent input, the voice for elegant and practical solutions to serve the greater good for all. Being able to heal ourselves is our innate birthright as human beings, but we have to claim it as such and make it our choice. It is by right action and diligent practice that we claim authority over our innate birthright and make it reality in the here and now. We are all creative beings of God. Look around you. All that we see, excluding nature, of course, is man-made. Most of what we use and enjoy has been conceived and created by human beings. We fly the sky, venture to the moon, and drive fantastic automobiles. Our communication devices are all but part of us. In light of that, what makes us question then our ability to heal ourselves? In my view, it is just another creative undertaking to which I have dedicated my life. Even when I was a young girl, I could not fully accept that a doctor could know more about the insides of my body than I. I thought it is mine and I should know what is going on in my body better than anyone. It was the only thing that made sense to me. Somehow I knew that it was possible to self-govern my body and health. I remember looking at my hands and fingers, contemplating the end of my fingertips as a final boundary of my being. I asked myself, do I end here at my fingertips? I actually spent quite a bit of time on that inquiry. Turns out I don't, and neither do you, and yet end at your fingertips. This is what I find to be true. We are human beings, flesh and physical, as we are spirit, subtle energy, and divine. We are made of God's creative energy. Your individual purpose is already encoded in your energetic body, and your longing is key to the fulfillment of your purpose. The heart flame healing is your activated passion by listening deeply to your inner heart's dream and making it your prime directive. Provided we choose our God presence, adhering to the highest aspect of who we can be, then we are guided by universal intelligence upon request. Universal principles and commands are available for healing and the creation of positive reality in service for the greater good of all. And it is to this end that I'm writing this book. A little clarification is needed about my relationship and understanding of God and how I use the term in this book. It is my experience and understanding that we are in fact guided by a higher universal intelligence for the asking. I'm not affiliated with any kind of a religion, nor do I believe in a God as a supreme leader that judges and puts us to hell or heaven. It is my current understanding that we're all participating in creating our individual and collective reality, and that we're all part of that divine creative energy. This creative energy is, in fact, our birthright. We are part of that divine God consciousness, and it is up to us, to each individual, to participate uniquely in our own right to create what we so desire in our own lives and collectively. We are, you are, I am life. We are conscious, breathing life itself. There is wisdom and intelligence to be tapped as this life that we are, and that wisdom and intelligence is even beyond science. One can tap into spiritual reality by exploring and understanding one's own aura. Your energetic light body holds the key to fully understanding the body, mind, and soul connection, but also to move in the wholeness that is your chosen life. I see and experience my team, the light beings, ascended masters, deity, and angels. I see and experience the light beings, ascended master, deities, and angels are part of this universal wisdom and intelligence, although not organized in physical reality, but assisting physical reality from the subtle energetic spiritual dimension with their accumulated goodwill, wisdom, and intelligence. In fact, they are in fact serving the greater good for all. It is my promise to have this manuscript be a direct transmission aided by divine universal intelligence to help you establish a lasting and healing connection with your spirit body, the aura, and your chakra system. I will show you how you can connect to your aura, to your divine spiritual heritage, and hence be able to access your spiritual multidimensional guidance team to help you live the life of your choice. This book is in fact an invitation to begin a co-creative process with spiritual reality if you make this your choice. I invite you to come along with me and venture into the layers of your aura and your chakra system. Learn how to heal your aura, your heart, your body, and your life by practicing easy-to-learn healing skills like the art of receiving, being gentle, harmonizing, allowing, and choosing to live in positive reality. What if forgiveness could heal a pain that you've been carrying for years or decades in just days or weeks? Believe it, it can be done. I have done it and will share with you how you can do it too. So this might need a little work, this last paragraph, and then it goes into the prologue. Heart Flame Healing Book. I'm in my late teens, perhaps 19, walking home from the Frankfurt Hauptbahnhof train station. It's a typical German afternoon in late spring. Gray skies hanging low, overcast and dreary, mimicking the absence of joy I feel inside my heart and all around me. Suddenly, I am present to disconnection, a lack of meaning to all the life bustling around me. For the first time in my life, I hear this voice. Not so much in my head, but it seemed to come from my heart. I'm not happy, not here, not like this. I know now that this was the voice of longing for my future self, yet waiting to come alive. It rung true as it knew of a possibility, a happiness outside of my current circumstances. Once distinguished and heard, it was like a bell that kept ringing in the background, changing the vibration and direction of my life. By the end of that year, I was on a plane, polishing my English, listening to my Berlitz tapes while crossing the Atlantic Ocean. I was on my way to a new life in the USA. 9 years later, the voice of my future self sounded off again, announcing a change in the direction of my life, and indeed it was needed. Standing in front of my bedroom mirror in a flat that I shared with four other hard-partying Australian housemates, the voice of truth silently pointed out the errors of my ways. I'm in Sydney, Paddington, Australia, on a sabbatical from my life in California, where I'd been building a practice and working as a massage therapist. After years of touching people to relieve their pain, overcome with disillusion and compassion fatigue, I decided on this trip as a soul-searching adventure. Feeling empty, alone, and without a clear purpose, I was hoping to find myself, a sense of belonging, and most of all, love. But I could see now that I had been looking in all the wrong places. Contemplating my image, the mirror reflected a future I did not want. Suddenly it was clear to me, if I kept going in the same direction of my current default setting, I would surely end up in the gutter. For all practical purposes, I was touching the bottom of the barrel. Living a life of debauchery, partying, and consuming a steady diet of recreational drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, and without exercise, I had lost my way rather than finding it. Trying to escape my pain with unsavory and sometimes dangerous indulgences, I had bankrupted myself and obliterated the wholeness of my use. Here I am at the edge of my existence, a sad pair of eyes looking back at me, weary, hopeless, and scared, dreading the consequences of my reckless behavior. This is not who I want to be. I know better. Desperate to be alive, missing my vibrant, wholesome self, I make an SOS call to a trusted friend back in the States. While being alarmed by what I had seen in the mirror, a jaundiced-looking face revealing traces of recreational drug abuse and a general lack of self-care, something else inside of me moved into action. An inner drive, a strong desire to be healthy and whole again, a need to be on the right path to fulfill my life purpose, took over and guided my actions. While on the phone with my friend, and I named him Glenn, in the U.S., I remembered someone mentioned a natural detox place near San Diego in California. I asked Glenn to locate and research that place I had heard about. Glenn called me back the very next day with his findings. The Ann Wigmore Optimum Health Institute in San Diego was exactly what I needed, an all raw food healing detox program. I went back to the States and booked myself in for the whole 3-week program. Opening myself to an invaluable, life-changing healing experience, I received a priceless practical education while healing myself naturally with raw foods. A practice and lifestyle that still supports my health and vibrant energy to this day. My stay at the Optimum Health Institute turned out to be an inspiring rejuvenation fueled by vibrant energy provided by the Wigmore Raw Life Food Protocol. My life force increased and I turned my life around. As I continued to study about natural healing methods, connecting with others of like mind, I formed alliances, began to create workshops, and started teaching about the healing powers of natural foods. Soon after, I signed on with a friend, a charismatic woman, a seasoned marriage, family, child therapist with a private practice who had invented an emotional clearing process, took me on as a protege to learn her emotional clearing process. Marge invited me into a business partnership which ultimately promised more than it could deliver. I know now that it was based on a half-baked concept that was doomed to fail as what it was. Nevertheless, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Swayed by my soon-to-be business partner's enthusiasm and her convincing enrollment conversation, I jumped on board of this leaky vessel. The business partnership with Marge soon failed and faltered not long after launching. Turns out it was a pie in the sky, my pie in the sky experience. As the dissolution of this failed venture hit home, a storm brewed, unhinging the now strained partnership. The voice of undeniable truth spoke to me for the third time. I'm now 34 years old. As my life once again came crashing down in a single swoop. My business partner, in the clutches of an emotional upheaval, terminated our arrangement, effective immediately, leaving me homeless without a car or an office to see my clients, which threatened to have me penniless within days. The day of our parting argument, I was standing in the bathroom drying my hands. I look up at the mirror into the dark of my eyes, surprised by my voice speaking to me, earnest and direct, as if another person is addressing me from the inside. I spoke without a thought. I want to know my God self. Looking down at my hands, now holding on to the sink, I'm puzzled over the strong comment that escaped my mouth, seemingly out of nowhere. Testing, I look up again into my eyes, and the same sentence comes out of my mouth. It was my own voice, but the voice of my new self, yet to be born, but firm and true. I want to know my God self. Part of me woke right then and there, feeling a sense of relief over hearing it, the voice of my true self. This voice was clear, confident, and calm. There was no second guessing. I instinctively knew I could trust this voice and that it could guide me where I needed to go. Years passed before I fully understood what had happened in that moment. But every time I thought about it, I knew this was truth, and hence I claimed my voice of guidance for good. It was the voice of longing, my inner heart's dream, to live and fulfill the purpose of my life. I made the choice to follow my highest directive and discovered ultimate creativity in the voice of my God self, or what I now call my divine genius of God. From that moment on, everything changed in my life. New doors opened and I stepped through. What I found exceeded my expectations. Step by step, I was guided to a life that I knew I had dreamt up. I am now living my inner heart's dream, true to my longing, fulfilling the promise of my life. And then it goes into the first chakra. Oh no, actually still, it's my first healing skills, asking for help and appreciation. So here I am on the threshold of fulfilling yet another longing of mine, which has everything to do with writing this book. At this point, I don't really know how to write a book, but this is not going to deter me from writing my book and having it published. I'm committed to see it through, and to do so, I have enlisted the help of my multidimensional assistance team. Feeling unsure about the results of my first week of writing, I ask my multidimensional assistance team for a dream that would let me know that I am on the right track. That following morning, before waking, I had a dream. I was in the cellar of a house, a big house like a mansion. It was quite substantial since it had an underground garage. I found myself standing near a fantastic-looking race car. It looked like a Formula One race car, and I knew it was mine to drive. I remembered communicating with an invisible presence, telling it and myself that I knew how to get it out of here, the underground garage, because I got it in here. I saw myself getting in the car, and then the dream shifted to me watching another scene. I was watching two people come onto a stage to sing. One had a guitar, obviously he could sing, and was leading the other, who was new to this and sung aloud in an unskilled, awkward way, but enthusiastically. When I woke, I knew that the car was mine. It is the book inside of me, and it is mine to drive it out on the open road of the world and to share this knowledge of healing oneself with the assistance of divine intelligence available to everyone for the asking. I now felt confident in my ability. I got it inside of me, hence I knew I would get it out of the garage. What would be the point of having all this useful information symbolized by this beautiful race car and not to share it on the open road of life? The stage dream confirmed, yes, I am new to this and I don't know how to do it, but I'm willing to be mentored, to be shown the way. Enthusiasm is key. I have my reassurance and that I'm on my right that I'm on the right track. Thank you to my wonderful supportive multidimensional assistance team. And thank you, my dear friend, the reader, you who are here with me right now. I can feel your longing too inside my own. This is what makes me return to the page, keeping with the rhythm of writing. Thank you for your presence.